white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
To talk with George Norrie, call the wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Oh, I just love these Friday night and the Saturday open lines. You never know what to expect. So that's what we're going to do for the next 3 hours. I'm going to open up a special hotline. I'll give you the number and tell you why in just a moment. Here's some of the stories of the day beyond what we talked about last hour. A shining star has been located that is not much bigger than Jupiter. It's the biggest planet, of course, Jupiter, in our solar system. The discovery is fascinating, according to scientists, because it shows just how small an object can be and still trigger the nuclear reactions for sunshine. The existence of the star, known as Ogle TR-122b, was confirmed by the Very Large Telescope. It's called the VLT in Chile. Sighted in the Carina constellation, the stellar gnome, as it is, was seen to pass in front of a much bigger companion star. As it did so, it dimmed the companion's light received at the VLT, a facility run by the European Southern Observatory Organization. It is not known precisely how big an object needs to be to shine. At some point, a gas body will become so massive that the gravitational forces pulling material into its core will initiate fusion reactions, just like those at the core of our sun that give us the light. Listen to this one. A woman wants to divorce her husband in Iran because he has not washed for more than a year. The woman, identified only as Mina, told a court there that he doesn't even wash his face. She says when they married 8 years ago, he showered 3 times a day and washed his hands every few minutes. Well, he suddenly changed, she said. Now nobody, including me and my children, can stand him. Iranian women, by the way, must prove neglect or abuse by their husband in order to get a divorce. I think that's abuse. If you go to the coasttocoastam.com website, look under Hot Stories. 5-inch knife found in a man's head. He didn't even know it. Hospital staff in Poland treating a retired school teacher for a headache found a 5-inch knife blade wedged in his head. The discovery was made after doctors x-rayed him. You'll see the x-ray on the coasttocoastam.com website to see if he had cracked his skull in a fall while climbing over a stool in his kitchen 4 days earlier. Instead, they found a blade that had penetrated the 61-year-old's head just below his right ear. It had apparently snapped off at the handle without touching any major blood vessels or nerves. He was lucky, or causing any lasting damage. Incredible. This is what he said. Well, I thought they might give me an aspirin. Instead, they pulled a 5-inch knife blade out of my head. He's from a Polish town, said he had tripped over the stool while doing work in his kitchen. I had some tools, he said, and other gadgets scattered on the kitchen floor where I had been doing the work when I tripped. The blade from the kitchen knife must have pierced my head then. My head hurt a bit, but I was convinced that it was from the fall. There was a small gash on the side of my head near my ear, but I thought it would soon heal, and I did not make much of it. I put a plaster on it and simply left it. Oh, my God. This guy, if you've got 9 lives, he's used up about 8 of them just on that one case. Meanwhile, in New York, a 92-year-old woman in Harlem, she fell in her bathtub. She was impaled on the cold water tap, screamed for help for more than 6 hours before she was rescued. After falling, Thelma Riley banged on walls, shouted for help for hours. The neighbors at first thought it was the plumber. Neighbors finally used a key to get into the apartment, finding her with the 4-pronged knob stuck in her lower back. Firefighters cut the metal tap with bolt cutters, took her to the Harlem hospital where it was removed. They said it was in there pretty good. She's resting at a hospital now. As the feature story on the coasttocoastam.com website, you have got to take a look at this egg. It is in China. It has a tail growing out of the egg, found by a chef at his restaurant. The egg is normal size, but the tail is 3 centimeters long. It is not known why the egg has the tail. The restaurateur says he wants to hatch the egg and see what will come out. Probably some kind of a demon, no doubt. Back about a year ago, in the February issue of the After Dark newsletter, I wrote my monthly column, my editorial. This one had to do with the Twilight Zone episode, I Sing the Body Electric, one of my favorite episodes. Today I opened up my mail. Listen to this. Dear George, just a brief note to thank you for the wonderful article about my Twilight Zone episode, I Sing the Body Electric. I think it's one of the nicest articles I have ever read, and you have pleased me beyond belief. I wish you all the best for the months and years ahead. Sincerely, I'm going to cherish this thing. Ray Bradbury. How about that? I have it right with me, and nobody is going to get it. We may publish it in the next issue of the After Dark newsletter if you want to take a look at that. In Russia, there is a boy there. They call him the Laser Boy. He sees people's illnesses in the mirror. The boy says that when he takes a look at someone's reflection in the mirror, he can see a map of the person's aura. He's 11 years old. He's from the Republic of Bashkirta. He can see other people's illnesses in the mirror. The young healer is a small, freckled boy with a charming smile. He said, I discovered my gift about a year ago. My father was reading an article about a person who could see through people. I told him I could do the same thing. I asked my dad to sit in front of a mirror. And then I just enumerated all his illnesses one after another. The boy's father was a heavy smoker. He'd been smoking for more than 30 years. The little boy, his name's Raphael, read out a prayer to a can of tap water and gave it to his father. The man drank the water. He quit smoking the same day. The miraculous water became a great help to a hopeless alcoholic as well. The father took his son to a local hospital in order to have his gift either proved or denied from the scientific point of view. Needless to say that nobody wanted to listen to them. One of the doctors wondered if the boy ever visited a psychiatrist. The boy and his parents still want to be given a weighty opinion about the young healer's talent. The Laser Boy says that when he looks at a person's reflection in the mirror, he can see something like a map of the person's aura in it. The bad energy, he says, is accumulated in the places where the reflection is darker. A dark place indicates the location of a sick organ. He can only point out a sick spot at first, although he can give quite comprehensive diagnoses now. The 11-year-old boy has a Bible, a Quran, the prophecies of Nostradamus, and a medical reference book on his bookshelf. He says he does not eat meat or dairy products. And this email in, George, I heard your numbers guest saying to write down 8. I did it. I only stuck it in the refrigerator right there on the top. Then on another show, you said our listeners had been lucky with it. With that, I put it in front of my computer and in my wallet. Here in Winnipeg, we have several casinos, but we have slot machines, which we call VLTs, in every pub and bar. After hitting Safeway on Monday, I popped into the pub to test this number 8. Within 5 minutes, I had won $125, and then 2 hits later, $500. I decided to drop in every day this week, George, to see what would happen. Well, I have to make bank deposits every day. I've just finished counting today's haul of $2,200. And every day, I have won between $700 and $1,400. And the thing that's remarkable, the machine's been cold, and I'm the only one winning from it. It's almost embarrassing. The other players have ceased being friendly to me. That's Kathy in Winnipeg. I'm telling you, it works. And that's one of the reasons we will also tonight open up the Lucky Line. Simply call this number, 818-817-0021. I want to hear your most luckiest story that's happened to you or somebody you know. It doesn't have to be just monetary. Whatever it is, it's the Lucky Line tonight. 818-817-0021. I'm George Norrie, back with the Lucky Line and the rest of your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Eek. Is that a word? Eek. The phone lines are all jammed. Let's go to them now. Let's pick it up by going to east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Greg from Wisconsin.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Haven't called in a while. Pretty good.
Good.
I was calling about, I was in New Orleans this is last weekend, and I went on what they call, I don't know if you heard of them yet, called the Ghost Tours.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Haunted History Ghost Tour.
Somebody sent me some information on that about a month ago, as a matter of fact.
That is funner than me. My brother went on it, and these people made it fun, made it laughter. I mean, we had a great time.
Did they make it scary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, told many, many stories about the LaLaurie House and a lot of the other vampire haunts and that type of thing in New Orleans. And I actually took pictures of the LaLaurie House and a lot of other areas, and I actually picked up some ghost orbs.
Oh, that's great. You know, when I did that special for Country Music Television called Most Shocking Ghosts, they mm-hmm. They did a whole segment on the LaLaurie House, and it was also in the After Dark newsletter on ghosts and scary things. I just think ghost stories in general at the right time are just fantastic. I don't like to do them every day, every weekend, every open lines,
yeah.
Because after a while, you need special things for special times, but they are, some of them are just fantastic.
I mean, the pictures, I couldn't believe it. I didn't see them on my digital camera when I took them, but when I got home, put it on my computer through my digital camera, I could see all these ghost orbs and mist.
You ever see a face in any of the orbs?
I haven't really looked that close, but I probably will find some.
Yeah, if you do, send them our way.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, George.
Appreciate it. Let's go to our Lucky Line. You're on Coast to Coast. How lucky were you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, it's Gary. I'm down here in Alliston, Alabama, just tolling along I-20.
There you are. I love it.
I've got a lucky story. It happened about 91.
Okay.
I drive out of Memphis, and I was going to Louisville, Kentucky one night, and there's two ways that I could go. I could go up Highway 51, which I was planning on doing, and I was coming up through town on the interstate and went to get on that exit. About the time I did, this bomb sat out in front of me. So I swerved back over onto the interstate to miss him. Well, I missed my exit, so I decided, well, I just go on up through Nashville and go the other way. I got up the road about 65 miles and heard on the radio that the bridge had fell in on Highway 51.
Oh, my God, you would have been right by
the Hatchie River. And I would have been there at that time. In fact, the guy that was following me in the truck behind me went in and was killed, him and his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
And plus, 5 or 6 other people lost their life when that thing caved in.
What do you attribute to this? To this luck?
Guardian angel.
Yeah.
He's been around a while because I've had 3 or 4 close calls there. I hit a car head-on on a motorcycle one time, too, and flew clean over the top of it and landed on the pavement behind it. Didn't get a scratch.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
I always wear a helmet.
That's one good thing. Hey, thanks. Drive carefully.
Yeah, I've got some ghost stories, but we'll save them for another night.
Save them for the ghost night, absolutely. The Lucky Line, that's open for you, too. Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
I'm not next.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, you are, unless you want me to put you back
I was on the
unless
first
you want,
caller
I can't put you back on hold if you want. And come back and get you in about an hour?
No, I'll go.
No, all right, go. Where are you calling from?
This is Brenda from Maple Grove, Minnesota.
You almost forgot who you were.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My husband got a phone call from his late grandma. She had been gone for 2 years. She was the typical matriarch, and the family couldn't decide what to do with her house, so it sat fully furnished as she left it for 2 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. My husband went up north to go hunting, and he was staying in the house and left his cell phone sitting on the kitchen table and went upstairs to bed. When he got up in the morning, on the screen of his cell phone, it said Grandma Edna and her phone number. And there hadn't been a phone in the house for 2 years.
Oh, my, that's a great story.
And he was just stunned. And we figured out how many, he has to hit the button 5 times on his cell phone to access that menu and dial her number.
What do you think Aunt Edna wanted?
I don't know. I have thought about that, because this was 2 years ago now. I have thought about that. What would she have been trying to communicate to him? But it just was really neat, because there is no explanation.
Well, you know, what if she had $1 million behind the wall and she needed him to know about it?
It wouldn't have surprised me.
Yeah, not at all. Hey, how's the weather been up in Minnesota this winter?
We have, in Minneapolis, we have had very little snow.
And that is so unlike Minneapolis.
Yeah, I mean, like 18 inches all winter.
You know, I lived there in 78.
Oh, okay.
It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
I had to keep my car plugged in.
Yeah, we haven't had a bitter cold winter for several years.
Yeah, things are changing. All right, thanks for the call.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You too. Our big affiliate, Minneapolis-St. Paul, KSTP. I'm going to get up to Minneapolis and St. Paul as well. Haven't been there in a number of years. West of the Rockies, you're up on Coast to Coast. Open line time. Hi there.
Good evening. This is Jesse up in North Pole, Alaska.
North Pole, Alaska. I
yes,
love
sir.
That name.
Yeah. We get a lot of
Does he live there, by the way? Is he really live there?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
No.
Oh, but you know he's there.
Oh, yeah. They've got Santa Claus house up here.
What's on your mind, Jess?
Actually, I wanted to call up with a concern about this new super collider they're building.
I couldn't hear you.
Super collider?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that has some potential dangers if they don't know what they're doing, and I'm not so sure they do.
Exactly. They're talking about possibly creating black holes.
There was a movie with Morgan Freeman, whom I just ran into, by the way, on Oscar Sunday. I didn't talk to him, but he kind of like walked past me. What a great guy.
Yeah.
He was in a movie with Keanu Reeves, was
Deep
it?
Deep Impact?
No. That was the asteroid movie, right?
Oh, that's
this
right.
Was something else.
Chain Reaction.
Was that it? They were
yeah.
They were building one of these things, and it blew up, or he blew it up. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a collider.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm thinking is with the new theory on black holes, how it creates a wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that does is it bends space-time, and if it connects to a regular-sized black hole, it could bring just massive gravity effects right to the planet.
There is no doubt that if they're playing around with something like that, and they really don't have a full understanding of what will happen, you know what? There's a possibility they could just rip this planet apart.
Yeah.
And nobody's listening.
They need to.
I mean, you know, and sure, it's very possible nothing will happen.
Yeah, that's
true. But you know what? Why take that chance?
Why just turn it on and just see what happens? That just doesn't make sense
to
me.
No, not at all. That's a good concern. How'd you know about this?
I just do a lot of reading.
Good for you.
Heard it mentioned.
How old are you?
I am 25.
All right, so when you were in school, did you like ace everything?
I didn't do bad. Yeah, physics was one of my favorite subjects.
Did it come easy to you?
Yeah.
I knew that. I could just tell. You just sound like you know what you're talking about. All right, Jess, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks.
Appreciate it. If any of you ever need to email me, it's george@coasttocoastam.com. It's simple as that. I think next week will be the second Tuesday of March. which means it'll be chat time for StringLink members as well. So we'll be doing that, and lots to talk about tonight, too. And don't forget, later on tonight, Dr. Morgis will pay us a quick visit, and then I've got something for you right at the end of the program. I'm going to keep you up all night tonight. You're not going to get any sleep. Hey, it's Saturday. Most of you don't have to work. Sleep in. Enjoy yourself. Listen to the program. I'll be back in a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM.
Get it in writing with the After Dark Newsletter. Subscribe by calling 1-888-727-5505. Talk with George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. To talk with George toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free at 1-800-618-8255. International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And the lucky line, 818-817-0021. Great fast blast in from John in New Jersey. Listen to this. George, I met my wife at the casino. No matter what story you hear about luck tonight, none is more lucky than mine. I hit the biggest jackpot of my life. I met the most wonderful woman in the world, my wife. Isn't that a pretty good fast blast? Sure is. Of course, for a moment, I thought it was Casey Kasem or something reading that, but that's good. That's a great story. After Dark Newsletter, you get 14 issues now for the price of 12. Take advantage of it. The March comes in like a lion, of course. Will it go out like a lamb? You don't know. Call 1-888-727-5505. 1-888-727-5505, or go online, coasttocoastam.com. Well, it appears that some Coast listeners would like to draft me to run for president in 2008, along with Dr. Morgis as my running mate. We shall not run as a ticket, and I have made a commitment to stay at least through 2012, so I will not accept that nomination. And I can speak for Dr. Morkus as well. I don't think he would either. Let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to our wild card line. First of all, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where might you be?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, four nights ago, you had a caller that called in when you had a guest on talking about premonitions and studying Nostradamus.
Yes.
And the caller called in and talked about how his father, before passing away, had shared a story about a guy in a blue turban that would, like, cause harm somewhere, sending it eastward or whatever.
Yes.
And the next day, I'm out driving around delivering some stuff, and I roll into this truck stop, and here walks this guy wearing a blue turban. Well, then the next thing that happens is he walks in and he asks these truckers about how far away is Chicago from here at Sioux Falls.
Hmm.
The truckers are like, well, about 800 miles away. And the guy just kind of like thanks him and just disappears, just walks away.
Blue turban.
Yeah.
Now that's weird.
Just thought that was kind of crazy, especially the day right after this caller had called
yeah.
in and shared that
yeah,
story.
Yeah, that sure is. You know, you talk about synchronicity, and as you know, I don't believe in coincidences. That's weird. It is really weird. Okay, thanks.
Yep,
be wary of a person in a blue turban. That's what John Hoag says in his interpretation of Nostradamus. East of the Rockies, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, it's your turn.
Oh, it surprised me. Oh,
caught you napping, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting you. I want to know if anybody else had any experience with a snow circle, I had in the early 70s when I was a kid out there hunting on my grandma's farm.
A snow circle?
A snow circle.
What the heck is that?
Okay, I was out hunting for rabbits. I had a .22 single. Well, it was over and under, 410, and I was out. Well, anyway, I had a gun. I was out running around my grandma's timber, come up on a clearing, and there was a deer in there. Well, I wasn't going to shoot it because I didn't have a good enough gun, and it flushed him up. He ran across the field. As he was taking these huge leaps, he landed in the center of a snow circle. It popped up like a plate breaking in the center of it, like Marilyn Monroe's dress flopping up. It just went up on both sides. So, being curious, you know,
breasts.
Yeah, it just flew up like...
Why can't I find snow circles?
I don't know. I just wondered if anybody else had any experience with it. And I went over there, and, you know, I have a lot of spare time on my hands. I wasn't finding...
How big are these things? I'm not the snow circles.
Oh, how big is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably about the standard, you know, like a regular crop circle. And I went over there and I picked up the snow because this was fresh powder. And in where the snow circle was, it was hard ice.
Now, do they have patterns to it?
No. Now, the plants underneath it had those little L-shaped turns like that.
That's
like
strange.
Yeah. And the ice was crystallized and everything around it was powder.
And it's a circle. Does it look like something might have landed there?
No, because the ice, the snow was hard, and it was fresh powder because it was still snowing, and it was only like a half inch. That's why I went out, because you can track the animals good in the snow.
I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen any of these things. I mean, does it have a design to it or anything?
No, just a big circle.
Just a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Just circle out in the snow.
Yeah. Well. Now, when I went over to it and started picking up, like, it broke like a plate, you know, like glass. And it was still snowing. The deer was gone. And I picked it up and threw it all around. It was a perfect big circle. And the dead grass in it had those little, like, L-shaped turns to it in a, you know, a swirl pattern.
That is strange.
Yeah. And I was wondering if anybody else had any.
Now, obviously, that snow may have melted, turned into ice, and created that. But what we don't know is why and what created it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. I don't know. Maybe someone will check in. Snow circles. Never heard of that before. Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri.
Are you? Whereabouts?
Columbia.
Well, that's not too far. University of Missouri, great teams there.
Yeah.
Good college. Not a bad place. What's on your mind?
Oh, I would say I tried to call last week on the evil hotline, but in a way, this is kind of evil and kind of lucky, I guess.
Evil and lucky at the same time.
I guess.
Huh? All right.
Sort
what
of, kind of. What happened was a friend of mine, a really close friend, had been telling me that she was seeing a reflection of herself in the mirror, except the reflection was like she was dead, like a dead girl. Okay, so we decided I was going to go get a Ouija board. Well,
you're pulling out all the stops on that one, aren't you?
That's a big mistake. Anyway, the Ouija board really didn't do anything as far as answers, but we would hear these noises. It's like moaning and crying.
You mean when you were doing the Ouija board?
Right.
All right.
And we could hear those. It was really scaring us, but the Ouija board wouldn't really do anything as far as moving. Anyway, later on that night, I went to bed. I spent the night at her house, and I was laying on her couch, and I dreamed, I guess. I don't know if I dreamed it. Maybe it happened. I don't know, but I felt this force in my dream, and it was like trying to pull me out of the house, and her curtain wrapped around my arm really, really tight and was trying to pull me out, and it was just horrible. And I make a long story short, when I got up the next morning, I had a red ring around my arm.
Like something was grabbing you?
Just exactly like in the dream where the curtain had me. The same arm, everything. Okay, for the next year, this ring would come back on my arm, the red ring.
Would you have dreams?
No, I never had the dream again.
All right, just the ring on your arm.
But the red ring would come on my arm, and I had three deaths that year. I was severely depressed.
So you would have the ring on your arm, and then the deaths would occur?
Exactly, or something else very bad.
Pretty close. Pretty close to this time when the ring would pop up. I mean, when did somebody die after you had a ring on your arm?
It would either had happened already, or would happen very shortly.
All right, so real close on both ends. Okay.
Or just pure bad luck financially. I was very depressed. So, my friend never called me anymore. She's just lost contact. She's ill. I'm really worried about her. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. So far, we haven't heard the lucky part of your story.
Well, I went to the Internet, and I pulled up, I went about curses. A friend of mine told me that I was probably cursed, that whatever was in her home did not like me, did want me out, and maybe has left me with a curse. Okay, I'm really not much, didn't think too much about it, but the way the year went, I went ahead and pulled up these curse breakers, and I found a Christianity passage and a Wiccan passage. I read them both over and over and over, and believe it or not, I had never felt it so much peace in my life.
Well, good for you. Now, what made you pick those passages, those particular ones?
I was desperate. I don't know.
Was there anything that just popped out when you were looking at them that went, oh, I gotta have this one?
Not really. I just wanted to do something. I was desperate. And I'm telling you, it worked.
And now you're okay.
I am so much at peace, and I left that board at her house, and I'm so worried about her. She's
yeah,
so sick.
Get that thing out of her house.
Well, I've told her that, you know. It doesn't matter. She doesn't think, you know.
And the rings around your arm, gone.
Yes, it's gone. I've never seen it again. I don't know. It's just amazing.
Right.
I honestly believe I was cursed.
I don't know if you were cursed, probably haunted. I'm not so sure you can be cursed by some entity. I think you have to
really?
Be cursed by a live person. Yeah.
You don't think this entity could curse me?
I don't think so.
I
think it can haunt you. I think it could create all kinds of problems for you. But I don't think it could. Now, here's my one question to you, then I got to move on. Whatever happened, though, about the episode of your friend looking in the mirror, seeing herself dead?
She still sees it, and she's sick. And she won't call me anymore. She won't talk to anybody. She's on sick leave from work.
Get
she's
rid of the Ouija Ill. Board. Get it out of her house.
But she saw this before the Ouija board was ever
yeah,
in her home.
But that's not helping her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
So you don't think this entity was jealous of me being in her house and
well,
wanting to do something to me?
If it was jealous of you, it's still taking it out on her.
Mm-hmm. But she was sick before we even used the Ouija board, and I think it had something to do with this.
It might. It might.
I don't know.
May need some higher powers than I can bring you. That's for sure. All right, thanks for your call. Let's go to our lucky line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. It's really great to be able to talk to just you and not a guest.
It is just me tonight.
Yes, Richard here in Las Vegas.
But you like our guests.
I love your guests, and I also value the time that I spend with them. That's why I'm so fast with them. Because I know what radio time is.
Ah, yes. It's in seconds. Sometimes.
Yes. I wanted to call because, to me, I feel lucky in being alive since. I took the number 8, made it nice and big, and put it in my wallet. that saved me a week or two ago from getting in a really violent accident with two other cars.
Interesting.
Who, pardon me?
Interesting.
Yeah, they complete on Sahara Boulevard in Las Vegas. Usually the cars are sideways when there's an accident, and I had one coming at me from the corner turning, and one trying to beat that car and me, trying to make a right turn into the gas station.
Crunch time.
And we're talking by inches, and they were accelerating. It was amazing that I'm here today. And then last night I tripped backwards, and I had two pieces of furniture that could have caught me in the corner, in my back. And having spent many years in martial arts, I know the top part of your body is much more vulnerable. But luckily, it caught the cheek of my butt, which is now looking like a Technicolor movie. but I'm alive to talk about it.
What a scene. I mean, let's hope you're the only one who sees this movie, right?
Exactly, except the doctor on Monday. And I just wanted to call because I do believe there have been a few other things that have been good, including income tax stuff that I didn't expect.
Well, you know what? The eight, you know, you pointed something out here that's pretty fascinating. Not only did it possibly save your life, but also the damage to your car. So when you talk in terms of, you know, riches and things from an eight, think of how much money it saved you.
Well, I did. Yeah, I really think that all, you know, all worked together in my favor, and I had that eight in my wallet, and it's still there, and now I'm going to print it up en masse on my computer and put it all over the house.
All right. Good luck to you, Richard.
Thanks. It's good talking to you, George. Take care. I love your show. You're doing a great job.
You have a good weekend. Wildcard Line, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. John in St. Louis.
Hi, John. My friend John?
Yeah, your friend John.
You're a good man, John.
I emailed you this story last week and didn't get a chance to call in.
Well, tell us. What is it?
Well, I hurt my back working. I'm in the flower business and working over the Valentine's holiday. And last week I went to see a spiritual healer who's a friend of mine.
Okay.
And about 20 minutes into the healing session, she told me that there was a spirit, a soul named Paul. Or Paulie next to me.
All right.
And that he wanted to talk with me. My brother Paul had committed suicide 2 years ago.
Oh, I remember that. I remember what you went through.
But this particular healer did not know his name. So she said that he wanted to speak with me and that I could ask him questions. So I asked him if there was anything I could have done to avert, you know, what took place.
Yeah.
And he said, no, he just felt locked in that he had no other way out, that he couldn't accomplish what he came to the earth plane to accomplish. So this was his way out by committing suicide. Well, and he said it was okay. And that released me of guilt. Well, then the healer yelled out. She said, he's back. And my younger sister, 5 years younger than me, had a baby. January 20th. Her name is Sarah Rose.
Okay.
And she is my brother. He came to tell me that...
You think that she's reincarnated? He's reincarnated.
Sarah Rose is my brother, Paul. And I've never had any kind of proof or, you know, strong feeling or knowing about reincarnation. I believe it, but I've never known it. But it's just such a beautiful thing to know that I'm so free of all the guilt, and talk about lucky line, I'm so free of all the guilt of, you know, because when somebody close to you does that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You examine your life, your whole life from beginning to end. How could I have made a difference when I was a child, or how could I have made a difference a couple years ago?
What's it like every time you see a little baby?
It's amazing, because then I realize that, you know, there is no such, death is just an illusion. And birth is another chance to start from zero. And it's just the healer, Kay, also told me that Sarah Rose is a crystal child. And there's, maybe you could do a program on crystal children. But there's crystal children being born who are very clear of their purpose and here to make a difference in the world. And the healer also said that I would play a prominent role in this baby, in this baby's life. So I'm just, you know, talk about this like winning the lottery, like winning the car. You know,
you got that right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
You take care. That's a nice story. Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, how are you, George?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Oh, great. Hey, I love your show. I really do.
Well, I hope so.
I've got a really, really good Ouija board story for you.
All right.
This is years ago. Me and my first wife were married, and she was pregnant with my first child. And I couldn't really tell you why, but I guess just being young and ignorant, we decided we were in a local toy store at the mall, and they had Ouija boards. We decided we'd buy one, and we should have known right off, because we took it up to the counter to pay for it, and the lady that was at the register, she was real nervous about handling it and everything. And she said, "You sure you want to get this?" We're like, "Well, we just want to see if they really work." And we paid for it. She was going to ring it up, and the cash register would not ring it up.
That should have been a sign right there.
It should have. And it goes even better than that was she finally just wrote out a hand receipt, and she went to put it in the bag, and it just fell straight through the bag. The bottom of the bag fell out. And she done that through four bags.
Oh, my.
All four bags, it fell straight through.
They're trying to tell you something.
Oh, I'm telling you. And she finally just wrapped the bag around it and said, "Here, just take it. And I would suggest y'all don't use this. It's not a good sign." And, of course, young and ignorant, you know, we got to see. And this just intrigued it even more. So we get it home, and I said my first wife was pregnant with our first daughter, which now we know is our first daughter, our first child. And the first thing I want to ask you, you know, is what we're going to have, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, they said girl. And we haven't had a sonogram or anything. And we asked it, you know, baby going to be okay? And it said yes. And we asked if we're going to have any more babies. And, of course, yes. And are they going to be okay? And then it went to no.
And
we should have, you know, we shouldn't have never asked it nothing past that, but we know we were done in there, and what's going to be wrong? And it goes and spells out sight, S-I-G-H-T. And this just really, really freaked me out.
I want you to hold until the top of the hour, can you? We'll have you finish that story.